Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the oldest house in Knoxville? Let's go in-depth with Carol Chambers and Krista Belknap, Knoxville. Well, you have a lovely house, Carol.
Well, thank you. I like it.
And it's got a lot of history behind it.
A lot of history. I've tried to keep it as much of it as I can, you know, like with the hardware and the doorknobs and things like that. I have an antique window in the kitchen that's a roll screen that I'm trying to save, too. But basically, it's pretty much unchanged, don't you think, Krista?
Krista, you used to live here.
Right, right.
And there's lots of elements that are original still.
Yes, yes. But lots has been brought up to date.
Sure. And we have a paper in front of us that we got from the courthouse, that we obtained from the courthouse, that says that this house was built in 1847. This was before Marion County actually existed. As I understand it, Marion County was organized around 1850. Iowa became a state in 1846, so this was just a year after statehood, but Knoxville was founded, it was starting to grow, and you think there were about several hundred houses built about that time?
I'm only guessing. I don't know. When we moved here, we were told that this was the farmhouse on 220 acres of land.
So this might have been the...
This might have been one of the farmhouses in this area.
Well, I don't know, but someone up in the office at the courthouse told me that it was the oldest standing house here in Knoxville.
Well, that's something that we can determine. We can ask if people have older houses standing. That's a starting point. But 1847, it has to be one of the first. And I bet if there were hundreds of houses established around that time, there are not very many of them left standing.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true, yes.
We're at 714 East Robinson, and you're right across from Governor Stone's house.
Right.
Do we know when that was built?
I think it's on the plaque right on the front of the house.
Okay. And that was a...
I'm thinking 1869, but I'm not sure. I think it was... he was in the Civil War, and I think when he came back from the Civil War, then he built the house, is the way I remember, but I'm not positive.
So a little bit... 1847, 20 years after this house was built. It has beautiful brickwork outside. You think that's the original brickwork?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'm sure it is, too.
And double brick, because when you try to buy wallpaper to put on the walls, you know, when it rains and then the bricks would get damp and then the sun would come out and make them sweat and you have trouble making the wallpaper stick. We finally had to go to vinyl wallpaper.
So this house is 162 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's old.
Yeah,
by anybody's standards.
And so a lot of people have lived here.
Well, we're not sure about that, are we? Because the family, we're assuming, lived here, and you bought it from who?
We bought it from a lady by the name of Ruth Riddle, but we were told, you know, of several other people previously. So I'm sure a lot of people have lived here.
All I know is Kendall and then Krista and then me.
And I was informed at the courthouse that some of the early records were lost. Now, what's the story of this house? You've been telling me some very interesting story about the plantings, about the Underground Railroad. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, when we moved here, neighbors told us that the Matthews family had built this house and that he was real interested in horticulture and later in life had done some traveling. So then he wanted to plant trees that were native to Iowa. He wanted one specimen of every tree that was native to Iowa on his farm. So he started planting trees. And there are some trees in the neighborhood, like the magnolia tree at Kathy Duggar's house. It's very, very old and very, very large.
If he planted on 220 acres, that covers much of the east side of Knoxville now.
Right, right. I'm sure the courthouse could show you exactly what the plat, you know, after it was platted. I'm sure they could show you how much was, I would think they could show you how much was the Matthews addition.
And do we know anything about Mr. Matthews?
I'm sure the Marion County Historical Society would have something in their files.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the oldest house in Knoxville with Carol Chambers and Krista Belknap. And what about the Underground Railroad? You were telling us something about that.
Well, we've just been told that there was an Underground Railroad down there, and that when people would be coming, they could hear horses coming or things, then they would, if there were black people here hiding, they would send them down into this cistern down in the basement. I guess maybe it wasn't the basement, but under the floor in the back room anyway.
For people that don't know, the Underground Railroad was a system by which, before the Civil War, slaves in the South were brought out into the North and then to freedom.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. But I was telling one of my kids about it, and they said, well, where's the railroad tracks? Did they take them up? And I said, I don't think there were. I think mostly, didn't they all come by on foot?
Yeah, that's my understanding, and on foot to freedom, and they had people in Iowa and other northern states help them, and I understand it was quite a penalty if you aided and abetted slaves leaving the South.
The worst would be for the slaves.
Yeah, that's an important part of American history and an important part of Knoxville's history, if we can nail that down, that that did indeed happen.
Find out some more.
Yeah, if other people have heard about the Underground Railroad in their houses as well. And also, it's important to learn about some of these early houses and how we can preserve them and appreciate their history. And you've done a nice job of preserving a variety of things.
I've tried.
You were showing me doorknobs, doorknob earlier.
Almost all the doorknobs, I think, are original. And on that door, I think they all are that I can think of.
What are they made out of?
Well, is that marble, that doorknob up there?
Well, that's what it looks like, a white stone.
Yeah.
Well, they're quite beautiful.
I know they're very antique-ish.
And some of the original doors, it looks like, some of them are narrow.
All except the storm doors, I think.
I would say the original, maybe it's been changed since I lived here, but the original doors were upstairs, and they had boards that were vertical and then cross boards that were horizontal. Like a barn, more like a barn door, you know. They were that way then, but see, that's all been remodeled upstairs. So.
Okay, so some of that is gone. Mm-hmm. Now, you were saying that one time you looked through a ventilator shaft or a cooling shaft, and what did you see down there?
It was the cold air register.
Cold air register?
Yeah. When we were looking at the house to buy, Jack and I, he took off the top of the cold air register, and we both got down on our knees and looked underneath to see what the foundation was like, you know, what was under. And it was large hand-hewn logs, oak. He said they were oak logs that were underneath that part of the house.
You know, so under the old?
The original oak. The original siding is black walnut. We know that.
And that's the most wonderful thing about this house, because that wood must be indestructible. I told you when we painted, and I had told my son-in-law, that I wanted to fix everything as we went along. And when we were doing this part of the house, we didn't hardly find anything except on the garage part of it over there. But other than that, all of this wood was just solid, except on the newer parts, and they had some rot in them.
Well, and the garage would have been a newer since there weren't cars back then.
Yeah, now the garage was built in 73, and there was rot in those, the soffits and stuff up there, and we replaced all of that.
But the old part of the house?
But the old part, no damage.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the oldest house in Knoxville with Carol Chambers and Krista Belknap.
Was there a basement in this originally?
I don't think there was originally.
No, I think it was dug out after the house was built. Because if you look in the basement, there's a ledge all the way around, which indicates they used that seat to put the foundation on. And so I'm sure that the carpenters and masonry men have told us, you know, that it was dug out later, in later years, probably in the 1900s sometime, most likely.
It's kind of hard to put a nail in this room.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because it's all brick.
It's all brick and interior.
It's all brick,
wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, to hang a picture, Jack would have to bore a hole, you know, with like electric screwdriver, bore a hole, then put a plug in there, a wooden plug, so that you would have something to pound the nail into.
Well, and so what do you think the house looked like when it was made? It's got a gable roof on it now. What do you think it looked like then?
I don't think it looked much different. Nothing's been changed.
Except
for maybe, well, I thought you meant on the outside. The stoop out there, I don't know when that, the little porch out there.
It was there when we bought it in 1945.
Yeah. Upstairs, yeah, I think they stripped everything and painted. And I don't think they did anything very major.
I don't think so, no. There's also a chimney in the back part of the house. Even in 1945, everybody burned coal in Knoxville. Natural gas had not come into Knoxville in 1945. So there is a coal room in the basement. And there is a chimney in the very back room.
We have a chimney right here on the back of this wall. So I'm assuming that this was the kitchen. Fact is, we were told at one time that it was a one-room house to begin with. But I've never got anything that makes you think that was true.
At the time, before the additions, a nice farmhouse on the edge of Knoxville. You're pointing to a picture. Looks like that.
I don't know if that's a soddy or not. But, of course, this house was not a soddy. And I don't know where they got the bricks.
I've heard people tell that there was a brick kiln close to Knoxville here, just, you know, someplace between here and Coldport Church, I think there was a brick kiln. So very likely that the bricks could have come from the local kiln.
Well, and I've heard that where the city equipment yard is now, that there was also where that is all dug out there, that was also a place where they might have made bricks and they made pottery. There was a major clay source.
I've never heard that.
There's so many mysteries to unravel.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a house on Montgomery Street that Marion Flanders lived there for many years, and she always said that her house was the Matthews farmhouse. And I had no reason to argue with her, you know, about it. But my feeling was that there might have been two houses on the farm itself. You know, maybe the father lived there, and then when they had a son, you know, that wanted a farm, which was quite often, you know, and still is on farms. And I thought, well, probably this might have been the original house, and then when they had a little more money, they built the bigger house. And one part of the family lived here, and one part lived over there. That street, by the way, as I understand it, used to be called Oskaloosa Street.
What is it called now?
Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. So now it's Montgomery, and it used to be Oskaloosa
Street.
Probably because it was the road to Oskaloosa.
Right, the road to Oskaloosa. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And 7th Street was the end of the incorporated part. When the town incorporated, evidently 7th Street was the end. And then everything from then east was country.
Also, everybody in Knoxville should think about this, that East 7th Street would be the edge of town mm-hmm. back in those days, and everything outside is the country. It's not that way anymore.
No.
It would be interesting to know which one of the other houses are that old, this old.
So
I can't think of any.
So we have a challenge. If anybody thinks they have an older...
Please let us know if your deed reads older than 1847.
Thanks to Carol Chambers and Krista Belknap for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.